Let's get back to the big show, the Billings Morning News with Liv and Large Larry. Don't remain silent. Pick up the phone and dial 294-0970.
We were just down the hall talking to the Flakes, Cat Country, down the hall here during the break, and they had the Elvis. It was weird. Cat Country had Elvis on, so Harv decided, why not? Let's use some Elvis for bumpers. Perfect. 9:37 Billings Morning News, News Talk 95.5.
Thank
the expanded
you. Thank
hour
much.
Of the show. Yeah, I love Elvis. So. I used to have Elvis cassettes. Not 8 tracks, but I had Elvis cassettes. I love them. 27 degrees, 40 later on. A lot more clouds in Billings right now, but still nice temperature. And John Brewer with us, Billings Chamber of Commerce, continuing our chamber chat here. Waiting for Mayor Tom Hanel. If he has time, he'll call the show before 10. But meantime, we'll keep you here. We don't mind having you here, John Brewer.
Really. Well, thanks, Larry.
This Tuck School Board is on my list here to talk about.
Absolutely. That's great. You know, a week from today, on the 15th of January, the Chamber is going to be offering a school board candidacy school for people that might be interested in running for a school board position. As you and Harv were talking about earlier, yep. There's some pretty hefty decisions being made right now on the school board where to locate the new schools that are being built and which location first and so on. And as you guys were talking about, there is a little bit of a bureaucracy that goes on in the process, but you know, it is a public process.
Sure.
And it has to go through that vetting process of their school board committees and then onto the full school board and public testimony and all that. So it's a big time commitment. We got to thank our school board members for the work that they do there. But there is an opportunity for those interested in running for a school board position who either live in District 1, which is South Billings, District 2, Central Billings and East Heights, or School District B, a high school District B. If people interested in running can come to our event next week and learn about what it takes to run, filing deadlines, information on how to get yourself notice and run a political campaign for yourself.
Learn what it takes to run for a school board position. Now, who teaches the classes?
We've got a lot of speakers coming in within the hour and a half or 2 hour timeline that this event will be taking place. We'll have the superintendent of schools, Terry Bauck, there. We'll have Envisage Consulting talk about board governance and what it takes to be a leader in a school board setting. Scott McCullough, the School Education Association, will be there. Former school board members, current school board members, other folks that are just going to have a conversation about the finances and the internal workings mm-hmm. of the school board. So you'll be able to leave this meeting with a pretty comprehensive understanding of how it runs, but also how you can develop a campaign for yourself. And no commitment, there's no cost. If you can't attend this, look at our information online, billingschamber.com.
You shall be taught well with this. So let's talk Spain when we come back. Spain.
You got it. Spain.
Spain with the Billings Chamber of Commerce. It's Chamber Chat on the Billings Morning News and News Talk 95.5, 940. And Ron Paul's America on the expanded hour of the Billings Morning News.
News Talk 95.5. And now back to the Billings Morning News with Liv and Large Larry. Email us at billingsmorningnews@newstalk955.com.
See it all around. 9:46, Billings Morning News, Liv and Large and Harv, News Talk 95.5. John Brewer with the Chamber of Commerce with us at 9:46, actually, 27 out, near 40. Getting pretty good with the cowbell, aren't I? You were smiling when I was playing the cowbell. You can't even tell.
You're amazing.
The percussion is right there with the band.
It's great.
You can't even tell.
Took me between the air drums and you're just a one-man band.
Oh, I
haven't heard you sing yet.
You don't want to.
Okay.
You don't want to hear me sing, trust me. All right. It is Chamber Chat. But first off, Harv and I were talking earlier on the show about this guy in Kentucky Sunday night when he got like sub-zero cold, escaped from jail in Lexington, Kentucky. He was out for one day and he asked somebody, please call the cops, get me back to jail because it was just too cold out. And here's some witnesses talking about
that. He's frostbitten. He's taller than his fingers.
He was shivering. He was real cold.
It's cold out here. The poor old guy, I've seen him arrest him. He was pitiful. He was hungry. The dude knocked on our door. We gave him a ham and cheese sandwich. We gave him some hot chocolate. The next thing you know, today, they're here. They're arresting him. He's frostbitten. Our barn's out back. I guess he slept there.
He said, can you call the law on me?
And I kind of looked at him, I thought he was crazy or something. I don't even think the dispatcher even believed me.
That was stupid.
But he was ready to go back.
Yeah, can you call the law on me?
I love the way they talk.
That sounds like Mayberry. It does, like Aunt Bee.
At least he got a ham and cheese sandwich out of it and a bed in the barn, right?
Eating some felon in the... Yeah, he called the law to get put back in jail. The escape attempt worked.
Give it a shot next July, maybe.
Jeez. All right, Chamber of Commerce, Chamber Chat, and let's go to Spain.
Hey,
how fun.
It's exciting. Yeah. You know, the last 3 years, we've taken about 100 people to China for a kind of a tour mission, business connectivity. This year, we've decided to shake it up a bit, and we're working with a company, Central Holidays, who's packaged a 9-day tour of Spain for a total of $2,799. That's airfare from Billings to Spain, all expenses for
hotel stuff,
lodging. Some of the meals, not all of the meals, right, but pretty much all-inclusive 9-day trip to Spain, which includes the highlights of Seville and the Rock of Gibraltar. I mean, look, I'm looking at some of the photos here in our brochure, and they're just amazing.
I gotta
tell
you,
beautiful place.
That trip is $5,000-$6,000 per person without this deal.
Easy.
I mean, for all the stuff you get for this trip,
$27.99, 9 days.
Can people sign up for it now? Or?
They can sign up for it now. Give us a call at the chamber. Call Jennifer. Check it out on our website, billingschamber.com. Phones 245-4111.
Sounds like fun.
It's going
to
be great.
What's the dates of it again?
No, it's not till November, so people have time to save. November 10th through the 18th.
Now, did you say what cities that you were going to?
Seville is one. Granada. Ronda, which I hadn't heard of, just looks phenomenal.
Ronda?
Some of the coastal areas.
Make it up as you go. We don't know.
Amazing. Didn't the Beach Boys write a song about that place?
Help me, Ronda. Help me, Ronda. All right, so wrapping up Chamber Chat. First of all, before we forget, you had some sponsors you wanted to make sure you talked about.
Yeah, our salesperson's breakfast, our Archie Manning. We could not have done this without First Interstate Bank and their great support. And Keith Cook over there has just made this happen for us. The Billings Gazette, Denny Menholt, Sanderson Stewart, those guys have just been wonderful to make this vision come to reality.
Yeah, this is the second Wednesday of the month, which means it is after hours with the Chamber tonight. And if you missed the first part of the hour, John Brew was talking about where. So
we're at the Red Door today, which is on the west side of Billings. Shiloh and Grand in that area, and should be a lot of fun. They're going to do it upright for us, and for $5 you can have a couple of drinks, some appetizers, but most importantly, it's networking with 300 business people in a very casual setting.
Well, easy peasy. Sounds
5
good.
To 7 tonight. Hope to see a lot of folks there.
John Brewer, Billings Chamber of Commerce. This is a lot of fun. Just
it
about
was.
The whole hour with you. It's great.
Thank you for
nice,
all the time.
Nice, relax. Larry. Yeah, no worries. It's Chamber Chat. And final comments from you on the show, 2940970 coming up, and also rewind an earlier edition of this Billings Morning News. On the way, 950, Sean Hannity.
You're listening to News Talk. Steve.